Yellow Street University Road from Baltimore on the extension. I take that back again. Street University of Baltimore podcast with Mayo Dele Olagbaju Ayetigbo as your anchor person on North Avenue and Asquith heading towards Greenmount, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to talk about transportation business in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, U.S. of A. To, in writing or in podcasting, as I like to think, you must always podcast or write about concept that you understand, things that you know, ideas that you've experienced, in order to be authentic in what you're talking about, transportation business in the streets of Baltimore. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo, Street University of Baltimore podcasting. I just left Baltimore sedan after kicking out $30 to balance that company up for an agreed $150 upfront payment that would give me access to using their application, which they call app. You see, it's all about artificial intelligence. Nothing is for real anymore. Before, hackers can be running the street of Baltimore picking up passengers, which in some Nigerian quarters we can call them gbeya gbeya, gbomo gbomo, gbokunrin gbokunrin, gbobirin gbobirin, like in gbomo gbomo, which is like in kidnapping, though you're not kidnapping, you just picking up people who need rights to go from point A to point B. So sedan service in the street of Baltimore. So day before yesterday, I settled for the $150 payment to use their app for 3 days, and then on the fourth day I won't pay for the app, for the use of their application. But they switch so much, as Dr. Dokun Jagun said, due to the differences he had with Dr. Latif Opawoye, brother Opawoye Latif. The problem he had with the brother was that when he had some problems with his wife, and I think Dr. Jagun spoke with Dr. Opawoye, or Dokun Jagun's wife reported her husband to Dr. Latif Opawoye, and he remarked that to dine with the devil, you need to have a long spoon. So that one upset Dr. Dokun Jagun. Maybe he didn't quite understand what the senior brother meant by that. Who will be the devil in this instance? Dokun Jagun himself, or his wife, or maybe insinuating that for the wife to deal with her husband, it's like dining with the devil, that she needed a long spoon. So dealing with business people in America, you must consider yourself dining with the devil. Before, we used to say that to dine with the devil, you need a longest spoon. But nowadays, Nigerians have come up with the idea that dining with the devil, you need not only a long spoon, you need a shovel, a long-ass shovel. So dealing with whether Iranians, capitalists, or Pakistani, or Nigerian capitalists, boy oh boy, you must consider yourself dining with the devil. Therefore, you need, instead of a long spoon, you need a shovel, longer shovel. So, at first yesterday, a customer thought I was too late to pick him up because from two accidents, Northern Parkway and Old Afford Road, two accidents. So he bailed out, he left, but said that I could pick his wife up. I beat my horn, the wife never came up, never came out, so I left, only for Bato Sidan to lock me out. You see, they got the power. You see, it's about application. When you are locked out, you cannot do business. You can make money, because the street now looks like cemetery. Nobody just be flagging anybody down to ride him or her, say from 33rd and Greenmount to Mondomi. They call Alice Dan. Maybe they call Uber or Lyft and have a Uber. Dining with them too, doing business with Uber. Your being able to stay depends on your clients, the people they send their application send you to pick up. With the Uber, you don't handle money. They are to wire the money to you. Now they are owing me 106, which they refusing to wire to my bank account. You see, they are the big fish. They do and undo. But the job of a journalist is to package his own experiences, to do a book, or to podcast about what you are going through in the street of Baltimore, ladies and gentlemen. That's how I've come up with Street University of Baltimore podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes and 40 seconds of podcasting, straight shot from the brain box. No script, no nothing. That's the difference. We can podcast straight from our head. We don't have to use any cue cards, as in television production. We need no script. We can just consult our brain box and start producing, ladies and gentlemen. 9 minutes and 15 seconds. So they were giving me some kind of run around. Like, they just love money. It's all about money. So a $10 situation as at yesterday, and according to AI LA, that called me maybe yesterday evening, wanting to know how I resolved that situation. Actually, maybe I made agreement with Melissa also, as I last night, that, or she said, first thing in the morning, I should bring the $10. So I had it in mind that I will pay them the $10. Not the $10, it's just chump change. So she gave me a $34 job from 29th Street, 500 block of 29th West, East 29th Street, all the way to Bethlehem Seal area. The job should have been $34, but the customer, the client, insisted he got only $25. I would rather take that $25 for a 14-mile job than to let it go, let it slide without making a $25, ladies and gentlemen. 10 minutes and 58 seconds. So I went to Amazon. That's where the jobs are now. Amazon, all over the place. The thing is, these people, they know how to organize, they know how to network, they know how to do business. They don't joke with money. So, and I finished the job, and then I got locked out. They wanted that $10. And anyhow, we settled that I should sell it to Melissa, which I did. And then she opened it up again. So without even giving me any further job, I tried to reset the telephone, and lo and behold, I was locked out again. So, discussing the issue with them is just about they want money. They just want money. They are like a local machine. In fact, they've taken it to another level. Before, we used to put the money in the envelope and put it in a vault. Now, computerized, almost like they got their own banking system there. You use the mouse to put in your user ID number. And okay, ladies and gentlemen, the story shall continue to be told. The story shall continue to be told, to be told. How much you got?
$10.
Let's go.
I'm going to a monument in a...
Let's go. Give me $10. All right.
$10, yeah.
All right.
I need it.
All right.